Okay, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles to 2 Timothy. And tonight we'll be in chapter 2. And I will tell you, the Lord has so graced our hearts to know of the will of God. And praise God that that perfect and complete in all His will is found in Paul's gospel. And in the second chapter, and I do encourage you because, you know, God willing, we will make great strides if we get through five verses tonight. and don't be counting. But take time and read this chapter. It has some of the most glorious references to the bride. So on the mark, so apparent, maybe as much or more than anywhere in the Word of God. So this second chapter is a chapter to take note, praise His name, as is all of the Word of God. But we begin here in verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now you think of Brother Paul saying this, and again, Timothy's. And I know we're not like this Timothy. We wouldn't be shaking in our boots about anything. We don't have doubts sometimes or fears and things of that nature. But thanks be to God that the testimony is here of the love of God. Paul, and again, this is all glory to the Lord, but the tenderness and encouragement that is met by Timothy. Paul loves Timothy. Paul is a lover. And that's what is so glorious about the Apostle Paul's life. That's what separates him so much from all others, is love. And brothers and sisters, we need to understand that, that it is speaking truth in love that we grow up into Him in all things. That it is the word of His grace, and grace is all of that all-consuming love of God. Without love, brothers and sisters, as we've been rejoicing, and as God tells us so clearly in 1 Corinthians 13, we could have faith to move mountains, we could speak with the tongue of men and angels, we could give all of our money to the poor, we could understand and know all mysteries, but if we do not have the love of God, it profits us nothing. I want to be, by His grace, a vessel of honor. A vessel, praise God, in its truest definition, one that adds to the usefulness of the husband. And that's what the grace of God does. That's only what the grace of God can do. And praise the Lord as He meets and greets Timothy, and especially in this second chapter. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. I think about Brother Paul. He didn't say, well, you know, when you go along, just tell him you knew me. You know what I'm saying, don't you? Oh, I went to so-and-so church. I went to so-and-so college. What's going to not just get you through, what's going to have you to be a full overcomer in Christ? Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's it. That's it. Isn't that wonderful? We go to one source. Go boldly to the throne of grace. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm not looking to myself. I'm not looking what I can do because I can do nothing. I can mess up. I can fail. I can quickly unbelieve. That's why, praise the Lord, go boldly to the throne of grace. But see, brothers and sisters, the motivation for everything is love. And I think about, and again, as 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John talk about and encourage of the fathers, the ones that encourage others in the Word of God. This is Paul, that fatherly influence, so essential in nurturing and encouraging future ones that would take the torch, that the mantle would fall upon. Praise the Lord for Brother Hill. Praise the Lord for our pastor. Praise God for that mighty love and faith that poured through that life. That by the grace of God, what an example. And this in this sweet Paul for Brother Timothy. And we need to understand, if you really want to be a soul winner, if you really want to encourage people to go on into the deep things of Christ, show them the love of God. Live the love of God. That's what's going to attract people. It's not going to be your mind or all the things you know. That might get it for a while. But they take note of you because you've been with Jesus. That's how they know. And how they knew that they were with Jesus is because of the love of God. It's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. So he says, Timothy, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And I think of the details in this, in the words that he uses here. They're just beyond. It's not just strong in grace. It lets us know, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And that strong means to increase in it, be bold in it. And I'll tell you what, we need to be bold in the grace of God. And the reason we need to be bold in the grace of God is grace is for us like no other thing. Did you hear me? Grace is for you like no other thing will ever be for you. Every other thing will pretty much let you down, but the grace of God never ends. The grace of God continues on and on. You think about even in the ages to come, when we're face to face with Jesus Christ, we'll be at a time of faith shall be no more. But that'll be the time, praise God, when we have a body like unto his own glorious body. That's the time that the exceeding riches of his grace start to take off. It's just so incredible to think of how incredible grace is. And it's the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Stay with this, because I think it just builds and builds, because that's what our Savior does in our lives, is just increasing at an increasing rate. But see, it's the most powerful power. And the reason it is because Jesus Christ is full of truth and grace. And we're so thankful for that. But, you know, I hear people from time to time, they talk of grace as if that grace is of them or from them. Have you ever heard people say, well, show grace. Well, come on now, give grace. Maybe you haven't. I've been around many Christians that say those types of things. I want you to think about this. I want you to understand and to know this very clearly. There is only one grace, and that grace is in the grace of God. And that grace is in no other entity but Jesus Christ. Turn over to Psalms chapter 84. And in verse 11, and I know this will ring in your heart because you've heard it many times. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Do you hear that? The Lord will give grace and glory. Amazing, we're rejoicing in about how it's not of me to give, it's of my Father to give, isn't it? See the Father. And that, praise God, how that Godhead gives that grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. See, and that's the grace to walk. It's the grace that's going to be received. And praise the Lord, that all-sufficient grace that he gives us freely. Now, I'm aware, brothers and sisters, that Christ does live in me. I'm so thankful that we know this, but I'm also very aware that the grace that is with me and the grace that is in me is all because of him. Praise God. See, it's Jesus Christ that's full of that grace. And I praise my Savior. I give glory to my Savior. And I need to understand this, and I pray we understand this. I cannot produce grace. I can only receive grace. And if I'll receive grace, you know what? I'll magnify the grace of God. And you know how grace will be magnified? Faith and love. Praise God, the fruit of the Spirit. All of those things be manifest in my life, all because of the grace of God. So he tells Timothy here, he says, you know, you be strong in grace. Don't be strong in yourself. Don't be strong in spiritual understanding. Don't be strong in hanging your hat maybe on how long you've been going to church. Huh? Amen? Amen? Come on now. I know it's Wednesday, it's a little rainy, but God help us here. But we have to understand that it's be strong in grace. And grace performs it all. And God help us not to be moved from grace, that we grow in grace, that we rejoice in grace, that we praise Him for His grace, and we be confident that in His grace is all our sufficiency. Everything. Everything. And that's just unmerited favor, brothers and sisters, beyond. It's the love of God alive and working in our lives. Those are just some of the things of that marvelous grace. But that's what it is. And I'm so thankful to know that I'm always highly favored, because by the blood of the Lamb, now are we the sons of God. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful for that. I've just been reminded of it so many times, whether it was with my daddy or as the Lord's encouraged me to be a dad. I love my sons. I just love them. They can be as ornery can be, disobedient, all of these different things. But I can honestly say that the times that there seemed to be such trouble, times that maybe things have, people looked at, oh my goodness, what a train wreck that's becoming, or things of that nature, I didn't love my sons less, I loved them more. Those are my sons. And I know my dad felt the same way about me, but how much more our Heavenly Father? Amen, 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 amen. Praise Him for His grace. And then you see here in verse 2, and I thank God the boldness that Brother Paul had in the gospel of Christ that was given to him. And he says there in verse 2, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." This is so important here, brothers and sisters. It's not the things, Timothy, that you've heard over the years, and all the preaching that you've heard from all of the preachers everywhere, and all of the instruction that you've gotten from everybody, and all of the advice and all of these different things. Timothy, you're going on. And you're going on to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I'll tell you one thing, Timothy. You specifically and only take the things that thou hast heard of me. It's my gospel that was given to me of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. He wasn't ashamed of this. He wasn't shy of it. He had the preach no other gospel. He had the dispensation given to him that was hid from all generations, the mystery of Christ and the church gospel, the only gospel. And this is something we need to not just recognize, not just in a sense we quote and there's refrains. This is the reality of it all. This is our life. This is the gospel of the glory. This is the gospel, praise God, of the bride, the Lamb's wife. You see the encouragement that grace needs to bring our hearts to rejoice in this, to be thankful. This is not of ourselves, brothers and sisters, but it is the very will of God. And when we sense or maybe feel or whatever word you want to have that, Lord, I'm in a lull. I'm not sensing anything. Praise God, I know you're working, Lord. I read about my brothers and sisters on the backside of the desert. I understand that there's perfect testing at that time, because that's the moments that I'm truly living by faith. I'm not feeling a thing, Lord, but I know you love me. I know nothing's changed. Hallelujah. I know that these are the greatest gains to my life, because you and you alone are my only sustainer. You're the only one that's allowing this flame to even burn. A smoking flax you will not quench. Oh, that bruised reed, praise the Lord, it will not break. That's our God. These are tender times, brothers and sisters. I believe that there's nothing, let me tell you something, uncommon. It's been faced. And praise the Lord, we look through this word and we know that Jesus Christ was touched, praise the Lord, with our infirmities, tried in every way. You have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You have the Comforter, praise God, that He has given, that takes all the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. That we know these things, and we know that He is for us. But it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters, as Paul goes on. He said, you know what, Timothy? You heard this preached. And it wasn't in secret. It was boldly preached and boldly professed. And that same gospel that you heard, brother, you commit it to faithful men. And that's a big one. That's a very big one. See, this is the most cherished, most holy faith gospel. Brothers and sisters, there's not very many people that want to believe all the Word of God. They want to take pieces and bits of it. Feel good. Thank God, however Christ is preached. Christ is preached. But I rejoice when I see the sons growing up into the mature sons of God. His children, praise the Lord, putting away the childish things and becoming the mighty men of God. There's nothing like that. It's incredible to see that faith arise, that joy, that rejoicing, take hold of a life and say, oh, for me to live is Christ and truly to die is gain. In a way that only Paul's gospel could bring that to a heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. The author and finisher of my faith. That one, praise God, that died and rose and is seated at the right hand, that has given me the Holy Ghost, taking all the things of Christ and making them mine. Praise the Lord. Knowing all truth. Knowing the very love of Christ. Knowing that, praise God, He wants me to rule and reign jointly together with Him. That is what this whole thing is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yes, I'm looking forward to that day because it's a day that thrills Him. I want to please God. And you know how you please God? By faith. And it's pleasing to God for me to rejoice. Lord, you do want them to know that you have loved me. You do want them to come and to bow down before us. And he says, in worship. Is this just something we're hearing on a Wednesday night? God, help my heart to beat a little faster for it. I thank Him for His word, brothers and sisters. But you see, I appreciate how Brother Copley said this. This is a particular message for a particular company of people. See, as he says here, commit to faithful men. And I'm going to tell you something. Not all men and not all preachers and not all teachers are full of faith. They're not. They're not all faithful men. We have to understand these things. Just because somebody might be wearing a collar or holding a Bible, Come on. Yeah, I think it's got to get a little bit more juicy to wake you up tonight. I don't know. But you know what? There's many people that are instead full of self instead of full of faith. Full of self-seeking and self-motivated things and self-conceit and self-ambition. Downright selfish. Come on. And that's the truth. And we know these things. And it's not to, again, judge it. It's just to be aware of it. Not all who claim to preach grace actually see grace. Not all that claim to preach grace and to know grace lay hold of it and live grace. They are not faithful to the message. And they so err along with bits and pieces and try to fool folks somehow into thinking that they're preaching Paul's gospel. We know these things, and we're in a battle to fight the good fight of faith and to stand and withstand and to having done all to stand. This isn't being arrogant. This isn't being prideful. This is love. Love. This is the love of God that He's given us to love the truth. As David said, I'm delirious. I pant after you, Lord. The Word of God. There's nothing sweeter. And I know that God has called us to this. I know that God has chosen us for this, brothers and sisters. It doth not appear what we shall be. We're a rowdy, misfit band. But God. But God caused you to see something, didn't He? to see Christ in you, the hope of glory, not something afar off, but He lives in me. He lives in me. Christ liveth in me. And oh, the faith in the life that we live. Oh, the glorious, full of faith life. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost, praise God. Hallelujah that He gives us these things and gives us this vision. But brothers and sisters, I am sad to say that these ones that are attempting to try and fool people thinking somehow this is Paul's gospel, they preach it in every place and around every place where the Pauline gospel is preached. But the Word of God tells us that silly women will be led away. Do you know that itching ears will never be satisfied with Paul's gospel? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. This is serious stuff. I believe we're in the final turn, truly. No matter how we cut it, brothers and sisters, one way or another, it's a short time. But I do believe that that trump, the fluttering, I'm confident just in the Lord's love, not in anything of us. But it's coming so soon. You know, some kind of cringe. A little bit, I think I know when I talk on these things. Brother, that might be stepping on somebody's toes. That's not me. That's the Lord. I love you enough to tell you the Word of God. I do. And I know a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. I know that there are ones that I know they love the Lord, and I'm so thankful they do. And there might be ones that have lots of grace and glory books and a lot of different things like that, but they don't preach it. They don't teach it. Pray for them. That's all I can tell you is pray for them. But I'm going to tell you something. Know it. Know it. And as a sweet brother encourages all the time, stay with it. Stay with it. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. When God has given you the full counsel of God, rejoice, be thankful, and stay with the stuff. Don't be moved. Ask the Lord to let it satisfy you. Ask the Lord to allow it to rejoice your heart. But I'm going to tell you something. Faithful men, they do preach the gospel to others. And faithful men do preach Paul's gospel to others. And how do you know if Paul's gospel was being received by faithful ministers? I was thinking about that. I was thinking, well, Lord, you know, all these different ones have heard or received Paul's gospel. But how do I know that they really received it in that love? That these are the faithful men that are going to preach that gospel? You know, the only real evidence that you have is the sheep. It's the truth. It's the sheep. Are the sheep fat? Or are they starving? Kind of makes you a little uncomfortable, I know. This is 2 Timothy, and here we go. This is to the Timothys, the ones that truly, by God's grace, He's called, chosen. Do you want to run, or you want to turn back? Do you want to finish with a full joy? I don't want to finish this one. I wish I had. I want to rejoice with Him. Oh, what a dance that will be. Oh, I'm glad You did. I'm glad You did it all in me, Lord. I'm so thankful that we surrendered. But see, it's obvious, brothers and sisters, if we're in a church where people don't know of the gospel of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, then I would guess that the preacher's not preaching it. And I would guess it's probably time to move on. Yeah. I praise the Lord as God was bringing this to my heart for his faithfulness. And I'm not here to shine you or to shine me. The only thing that's shining is him. But I will tell you this, I praise him for the grace of God that I do fellowship with fat sheep. And it's all because of the grace of God. That's it. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm so thankful of it. I'm grateful to God that I am bold and confident in the love of Christ. But see, the flock in a meeting will let you know right away, is that pastor one of the faithful men? And in that, I do say thank you, Jesus. And if there's ones that may hear this, that are kind of a little bit in the, as they say, the crossroad or whatever that may be, I say, wake up. Wake up. I talk to people every day, well, I heard somebody say this, and well, the Lord told me this. Let me tell you something. This is what the Lord tells you. It's right here. And he tells you, stay with the stuff. You can tell me anything and everything you want. And I've heard a lot of stuff in about 7 years. And I'm so thankful that that stuff that ain't the stuff goes right in the waste can. Stay with the stuff. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, for the faithfulness of God. Yep. Well, Timothy, it's already hit you. It's getting a little hotter, isn't it, son? And let's not be surprised. I told you you're going to be tried. Verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, there it is. And I appreciate again how Brother Copley brings this out. He gives the analogy of a soldier in the natural. See, when a soldier goes off to war, he doesn't bring his wife and his children with him, and he doesn't bring his business, and a lot of times he doesn't even bring his country with him, does he? He leaves it all. He leaves it all to go fight the good fight. When he steps out on a battlefield, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, the only thing that better be on that man's or that woman's mind is that fight. If they're not thinking about that fight, if they're not prepared for that battle, they're done. Without the whole armor of God, we're done. Praise God for this. Praise God for the encouragement, brothers and sisters, that we go forward singing in our hearts, making melody, hallelujah, knowing that, praise God, you called us to endure. This isn't just a, well, kind of flame out kind of thing. No, it's a marathon. It's a battle, praise God, and it's from battle to battle. But it says, so endure. That means to suffer. Allow him to afflict you. As we rejoiced on Sunday, in his faithfulness he hath afflicted me. See, endure the chastening. And the word of God says, and he deals with you as a son. And yes, you think of it this way. Doesn't it tell us in the word of God that he's appointed every battle? Yes, it has. Hasn't it told us that he actually fights the battle? Yes, it does. Doesn't he tell us that he goes before us in battle? Yes, he does. Doesn't it tell you that he's already won the victory for us? Yes, it has. Thank God it has. And yes, that's why we can say that we are more than a conqueror through Christ who loved us. The victory's been won. Do you believe it? I pray we do. Just endure. The outcome's already known. I'm the Lord thy God. The victory is mine. Now see, it's in this, brothers and sisters, and his great love that we do endure, and we know that by his grace there'll be such reward in it. And I'm not doing it in sense of the reward of what I'm going to get from God. It's because of the love of God. You know what I'm saying? It's a privilege. It's an honor to suffer for his name. You know what I'm saying? There was a difference. There was a time in my life when there would be sufferings and, well, I'm suffering for Christ's sake. You know, I felt like I had a cape. And didn't realize it was on my head. But it's the truth, at least for me. But now it's like, I almost couldn't do anything but because of your grace, because of your love. Nothing of myself, but thanking the Lord for it. Such a privilege. It hurts. We know these things hurt. My goodness. It's not joyous for the moment. Brother Paul even said that. Thank God. Thank God that the Spirit, praise Lord, spoke. But we know. We know that these things aren't worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. We know, praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to encourage yourself in the Lord when everything's just going bad? It just looks like, man, my life has become a negative zero. You know what I'm saying? I'm a negative number somewhere on the chart and it's going down. And then I just smile and I say, thank you, Lord. You know what? This ain't my day. But our day's coming. Our day. Do you know that for a fact? I mean, really, I pray. See, all of his children, in some of that day, whatever part of it, they'll be in that. And there'll be a rejoicing for them. That day that goes for a time. But I'm talking to the ones that just might be at the beginning of that day. What do you think, huh? Yeah, I abound in that hope. The first trump blast. Thank you, Lord. It's worth it. And that's not even worthy to be compared to say it's worth it. But that's all we really have. That great love wherewith we are loved. So, brothers and sisters, I do think we can. And the reason I think we can is because Christ Jesus tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, yes, you can. You can do this in my life. And I think how wonderful it is, as he says, a good soldier. If you look at that word good, and it'd take me too long to tell you all of the definition in the Greek of what that good means, but I'll give you just a few words. It means a beautiful soldier. A precious soldier, a handsome soldier, a magnificent soldier, a surpassing soldier, and on and on and on and on. See, we're talking about his wife. This is the battle that Paul is telling Timothy. This is the fight, honey, that you're going to fight. God called you to this. He's enabled you for it. He's going to empower you through it. And praise God, he's used me, the less of the least, hallelujah, to tell you. And here I am, your encouraging coach, in a dungeon, in a stinky old pit jail cell. Think of that. That's the one who's encouraging him. It wasn't the guy that was sitting at some great palace, that was sitting there and, you know, upon a throne and people throwing rose petals and he's got some scepter doing this and this and this, you know. He had the guy that all in Asia had forsaken him. Let's just be honest. He had one guy. Timothy, you're going to do it. Now, I'm in shackles, son. See, that's why you know it's God. See, that's what's so incredible about this. That's how you know that it is him. I'm looking at ones, praise the Lord, I know you know this life. Isn't it wonderful? Don't you look up and say, thank you, Jesus. Again, I go right back to, it doth not appear. It doesn't. World passes us by. Does. It's okay. And matter of fact, my heart aches for them. They despise you and you walk, ugh. I got to get to the movie star, or I got to get to the important one. Huh? Don't be mad. Actually, I pray that your heart goes out to them. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. A lot more fools running around today. Yeah, it's sad. because you know this, your Father, our Father, for God so loved, He gave. For God so loved the world, He gave. Praise the Lord. Love one another. So brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful how he says how beautiful and precious and handsome and magnificent this good soldier is. How beautiful we are to him when we surrender and enter into the joint sufferings together with him. Doesn't that make you feel a little better tonight? See, we don't just suffer to suffer. We suffer for absolute purpose, divine purpose, glorified purpose. And how beautiful it is that you think about a soldier that goes off to war. They do it for country. They do it for, you know, again, their commander, whatever it would be. But by the grace of God, we're fighting this good fight of faith because of this one who loves us so, our husband. This is who she is. And that's why it becomes so precious when we walk by faith, brothers and sisters, believing the word of God, knowing that as I'm going through this trial, as this despairing of my own life moment, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is smitten with us. Do you know how beautiful we are to him in that place? That he loves that broken heart. And he loves that contrite spirit. Treasure this in your life. I know we're all going through things, brothers and sisters. It might be in financial situations, jobs. It might be with spouses, our families. I'm talking about the crushing times. I'll tell you, the sweetest comfort that there is as you're calling out to God is to know how smitten He is with you at that time. That's wounded side time, honeys. Come on. That's rib portion suffering. Awful quiet tonight. I pray that God working in this. I know his word don't return void. Let it soothe you. Let this be that salve that comforts, brothers and sisters. Lots of stuff coming at us. Behold the Lamb. Amen. He hasn't changed. Oh, this world gets weird and goofier every second. But he don't change. All right. Now, see, you think about how the Father is so pleased as we enter into these joint sufferings with Christ. Overwhelmed by the faith of Christ in us. And may I remind you, brothers and sisters, see, this isn't some hit and miss thing. See, we don't just say, okay, I'm going to suffer today and then I'm going to kind of take a time out and then I'll get back at it another time. He pursues you, doesn't he? Isn't that wonderful? See, we don't look for that. He just draws us in it. He said that we're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we're going to walk together, honey. Right here, that staff. And praise God, most of the time, I know it. He's just carrying me. I'm so weak, I just fall on him. And he just carries me all the way through. It's so awesome. I love as he tells me about the furnace. I rejoice for my three brothers. But man, I thought we put three in there and I see four walking around. Man, that one looks just like the Son of Man. Isn't it wonderful when you go through a trial and you don't even smell a smoke? People look at you and say, man, it doesn't happen that way. Who did you know? Him. Isn't it wonderful to stand back and watch God do stuff in your life? There's nothing more exciting. I can't help but cheer the champion of our faith. He's going to do it. He's already made the way of escape. He's going to do it exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Trust him. He says, in due time, I'm going to exalt you, honey. Don't worry. Don't fret. Rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Yeah, I think a sermon's coming on Sunday, maybe about staying with the stuff. Been on my heart. And you think about David when all that was coming in that same chapter. The people were whispering, let's stone him. He didn't run. He didn't say, well, wait a second, I got to assemble all these guys because we're going to have a stoning of me. We're going to kill them all. He didn't say that. You know what he did? It says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Lord, you brought me to this place. You made me a king. All these people are really bad. Matter of fact, they're going to kill me. But you know what, God? You brought me to this place. I just am trusting you. It hasn't moved. I can't do a thing. This is yours. I'm thankful to the Lord. I can testify to you. That's how it is with this ministry every moment. Praise God. This is His. We're vessels. He uses us. Hallelujah. So preciously. I think there might even be some that are just set up to Him only for the shut up to Him only for the Master's use. Isn't that awesome? Maybe many of them out here tonight. I don't know. But see, that's for the Father to give. Not that I've apprehended. But I'll tell you what. We're pressing, aren't we? Because He's pressing us. That's the good part. Know these things. Rejoice in these things. Yeah, you might be a little bit tired, a little sleepy tonight, but I'll tell you what, if the Lord tarry and you get to rest your head on that pillow, you think on these things, you're going to go to bed a joyous person tonight. Praise His name. But see, brothers and sisters, the evidence of the soldier is here in verse 4. It says, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I've said it many times, especially to the brothers, but I'll tell you what, sisters, it's as well to all of us. Don't let what we do in life define us. I know many men that, well, I do this, I'm this, that defines me, my job. That's just an after effect of, by God's grace, walking with the Lord. What I do, praise the Lord, the only thing that matters in it is, do I do it heartily unto Him? That was the success. This success isn't how many men throw roses at me, how much money I make, not even how satisfied I am. I'm telling you the truth, brothers and sisters. I'm thankful to God. I can testify that what the Lord had me do 18 years in business before I became a pastor, I didn't love it. I've heard a lot of people say, well, you got to pursue your passion. And they talk about passion, passion, passion all the time. I think it's nice. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great to have a goal and those types of things. It's great. But your passion better be to win Jesus Christ as bridegroom, or you missed it. You missed it all. You may have had a fleeting 30 or 40 years of something that was kind of happy, but I'll tell you what, even in that, it will grow old. All of it grows old. And that's the truth. It doesn't matter what it is. And I used to wonder, why, Lord, did you have me doing this? I'll tell you what, man, there were some real snakes in a lot of the stuff that I did. Felt like a snake charmer a lot of times. Why do we have to do this today? And then I just bow my head and I say, sorry, Lord. I'm going to do it heartily as unto you. And then as the Lord encouraged my heart, you know, son, maybe if I gave you something that you loved too much down here, you wouldn't have fallen in love with me. What you think, huh? He knows us, and it's wonderful. And if you are doing something you love, praise God. Just by His grace, ask Him, Lord, make sure you're my first love. Praise His name. Now, verse 4. Again, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. See, you leave it all behind, brothers and sisters. You've got to lay aside every weight if you're really going to soar. You're going to have to lay aside every weight if you're really going to go into the battle of the arena of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, this arena, brothers and sisters, is where the champions are. Not just the finishers, but the winners of the race. The ones truly that forget those things which are behind. I was thinking about that so much today. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you, God. Whether it's our great achievements or whether it's our great failures, brothers and sisters, we cannot hang on to those things or we'll miss it. We'll miss it. I'm talking about great achievements in your life. People, legends in their own mind. And I'm talking about even ones, I led so many people to the Lord. Wonderful. But how about today? Praise God. Or, just the hurts. Sometimes you can't get over. I can't get over that. There's no way I can let that go. I can't forgive them. Again, forgetting those things which are behind. If you really want to run for God's best, brothers and sisters, if we're really going to fight the good fight of faith, see, the devil's already got you already occupied on something else. You're distracted. You can't battle for this. These are the warriors. These are the good soldiers. This is the arena of arenas to win Christ. Got to get a vision of this. I loved it when I went to Italy. I looked at that Colosseum. Man, I've studied them gladiators. I've loved those movies ever since I was just a little one. I love to see the champions come. Man, this is the champion coming out. Do you hear tonight? Praise the Lord. It's awesome. I pray you know that this really is going on right now. But see, we can't be distracted. As the Word of God tells us about those four living ones, they have straight feet. They have eyes that are fixed on the blood of the mercy seat. They don't look anywhere else. They look to that all-powerful blood. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen? That's it. That's the key to everything. Praise God. He loves me so much that this is mine, 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 all is mine. That's what it is. And see, brothers and sisters, we're not caught up as we go on with the Lord. We're not caught up into the causes of the day. I think about all the emails I get on political stuff right now. Stop. Please. I delete it anyways. I do. No offense to you, but I'm not getting occupied with that. No, no. I have thoughts just like anybody else, but Lord, help us to put them away. Get it right now. God puts up whom He will and down whom He will. I assure you that your president is going to be the exact one that God puts there. And you ain't going to put anybody else there but who God wants to be there. Better know it. You better know it. You get caught up into these things, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to distract you. How many times do I get, well, we got to win back America. I hate to tell you, America's already gone. People don't like to hear that. But that's the word of the Lord. The evil of man is going to wax worse and worse. There's going to be a form of godliness and they're going to deny the power thereof. The only thing I pray about for this country is, Lord, in your grace and mercy, allow it to be one of the sheep nations at the end. And I don't know. I think maybe, but I'll tell you what, there's signs that sometimes I say, Lord, is there a sheep nation really? But I know there is. I know there is because He tells me so. How many times do you hear when you're talking to Christians, oh, I'm kingdom? Yeah, you are. That's what I tell them. Well, I'm living in the kingdom. Well, not yet, but you will be. If that's where you're going to stay. Church age, trumpet time, goodly pearl, amen? Rib portion. Stay in it by the grace of God. Let it just strum across that heart. as that compromise or that lull. And that's how the enemy tries to get. Oh, it's okay. You don't have to fight that hard. Fight harder. Run faster. Step on the gas, my brother. Brother Copley knew, didn't he? This is what it is now. And these are the ones, that little stovepipe neck guy, encouraging them on. Paul's gospel, brother. Paul's gospel. But wait a second, all the mega churches don't tell me that. The majority of Christians don't preach that. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. There you go. There you go. So see, brothers and sisters, grace upon grace. Those ones that live over yonder now, I'm talking about the ones that live seated in the heavens in Christ now, the ones that live, you know what? I'm not worrying about my citizenship here. I'm a citizen over there right now. Those are some happy people. Huh? Those are people that see events coming and hitting this world, and they kind of get giddy. You mean Iran's getting a bomb? Oh, that's kind of cool. You mean that there's war and rumors of war going on even a little bit more? Oh, Lord, you're so incredible. And when you see these things start to come to pass. Yeah. See? This is it. This is it. All right. Now, sure, we do heartily by His grace whatever we do down here. And that's important, brothers and sisters. Let's not be slothful ones. God says, do it heartily. You dig that ditch by His grace, you dig the best ditch you could ever. And you know, dig that valley full of ditches, huh? As we know, praise God. Dig it and dig it and dig it. But brothers and sisters, know this, that we're just passing through. That we're an alien here. That we're out of here by grace at the first trump by His grace. And see, that's what pleases God. That's what pleases Him. It says there that He may please Him who hath chosen Him to be a soldier. Do you know how you please God? Faith. Faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. What we're talking about tonight, ask God, Lord, let it be more fervent in my heart. Let me believe this more. Let me believe this not because preacher says it, but because you are saying it to me. This is mine. That's what pleases God to the highest, brothers and sisters. It's the good fight of faith. If he tarry, we'll be there in chapter 4. What pleases God is fighting and finishing the course and fighting and keeping the faith and fighting and winning the crown. That's what pleases God. And it's there. This isn't an if thing. It's there for the taking. He's already provided this. The outcome is assured in Him, in Christ. It really is. Because He's provided it. This is His purpose, His plan, His provision for everything. And then notice here again, more grace. See, I didn't enlist. I didn't enlist. It says right there, please Him who hath chosen Him to be a soldier. I love it. It is so not of me. It's so not of you. That's the beauty of grace, brothers and sisters. That's what's so wonderful, is when we fail and when we don't feel like doing anything, we know, but God, but God does, but God did, but Christ lives in me, that I'm not my own. Those are the things that wake me up. Okay. So see, brothers and sisters, when we get over ourselves, then we can really start enjoying the grace and how much God loves us. And again, watching that exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think go on in our lives. And then finally, we'll close with verse 5 tonight. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Now, how many times have we said, I'll go, but yet I'm going on my own terms. Huh? See? Well, it's kind of like that zeal, but now we're going to get a zeal according to knowledge. Now we're going to yield. Praise the Lord that we know that He's for us in this. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. When we say we'll go, the only way we're going is going to be according to His rule. It's going to be that lawfully striving. And what He's getting at here is it's going to be by faith. It's going to be by faith. That's it. The whole armor of God time, that sweet sword of the Spirit leading the way. And see, know this as well too. We're not wrestling and fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness that's in high places. And I think about that being so incredibly amazing in our lives. I think about these kids that love these video games. My life is so beyond a video game. You know, they're always fighting this one of that and this kind of this. I'm telling you, it is so incredible, our lives and what God is doing. If we really just look to the Word of God and seeing this authoring and finishing of our faith going on. See, we don't just turn it on and that type of thing. See, God brings it on, doesn't He? He just brings it on. He's going to bring it on tonight. He's going to bring it on tomorrow. If the Lord tarry, He's just going to bring it on. It's 24/7. He loves you. He pursues you. He's passionate about you. How many times have you said, Lord, I just want to get over this trial, and then three more come? Because He loves you. There's not much time. He wants us tried in every way. You know, you think, oh my goodness, Lord, I haven't even come up for air yet, and I'm going down again. And yet all the time, praise His name, I've been standing on the rock that's higher than I. Yes, that's your God. Know these things. Enjoy it, praise God, as you go home tonight. But see, brothers and sisters, we've got to get this. And as we close this up, the ones that we're speaking of tonight, really, this is so true, are the ones mentioned in the final verse of the Faith Hall of Fame there in Hebrews 11. I'm talking to the ones that know it's a better thing to us. Do you know that? I pray you do. It's a better thing. You've got a better thing. You've got the best of the best. So fight that good fight of faith to win the crown of righteousness. As Brother Paul said, not to me only, but to all them that love His appearing. That exalted place in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with Him. Don't be shy. Don't let your dirty self-righteousness get, I don't know, you're just a little too passionate and fervent for that crown. Jesus wants to marry me. That's my wedding ring. Got it on. Hallelujah. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That's forever, brothers and sisters. Don't get caught up in a fleeting moment and miss it. Don't. Pray for me. This singleness that just passionately more beats in my life and in yours as well. But see, this is the crowning of the mastering, the gospel of the crown, the gospel of the glory, the gospel of grace and glory. And I want to read from Philippians chapter 3, and this is how we'll close tonight. From verse 7 of chapter 3, it says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let's stand and be dismissed.